So here we continue with our discussion on creating effective analytics to track metrics on social media channels. So brands basically need to possess clarity in their approach towards analytics by perceiving the technological developments in social media, not as a promotional expense, but as an infrastructure expense. Now, what do we literally or really mean by this? What we need to understand is that social media marketing, although is promotional in nature, the underlying elements of analysis or understanding ROI is an expense that needs to be technological. Technological in the sense we need to invest in certain tools that provide us a clear analytical basis. For example, if we need to calculate the bounce rate, so we need to kind of subtract this bounce rate from the actual number of visitors. So there will be certain factors which are kind of offset of buffering or buffering factors, which will actually be in the form of certain noise, like they will not contribute to the revenue that is being generated. So this is very important to understand that the expenses will result in the form of investment in tools which will help us to analyze the exact ROI. Hence, it's not a promotional expense, but it's called as an infrastructural expense. So brands need to basically invest time and resources for identifying the specific relationships between various measurements and economic performance of the brand. So apart from the tools, brands also need to develop an understanding of how to link or connect the dots between the diverse factors which affect the return on investment. Let's work with an example. So let's consider an example of blogging. So we have discussed a lot with regards to the techniques behind blogging and how they are useful. So if we have to consider an example of blogging as a strategy to drive traffic to the website, in this case, brands need to identify the influencers who will spread the word of mouth that will result in a high volume of traffic to the landing page. So there are certain elements that can be considered in every aspect of marketing that we do online. So here we have looked at how we can work with blogging. Now, conversion analysis support, this basic analysis. As we all know, what is conversion? Conversion is basically from the lead or the prospect stage to the stage where the person becomes a customer to a particular brand. This is called as conversion, and the process of measuring or evaluating it is called as nothing but analysis. So this particular infrastructural support for this particular concept is offered by the Google Analytics tool. So I've spoken to you about some tools that offer us help and support. So Google is one of the former, prominent players in this particular context. So Google has developed an analytics tool which is utilized to refine the non-commercial promotions. So non-commercial promotions basically are the ones that are being run on social media more because they are of an indirect nature. The tool is used to analyze the various sources of information that support assessment against metrics along with the business process metrics. So this is very important for us to understand that it has a certain structure where there are certain set metrics which are analyzed when they are when parameters are placed or when the actual parameters are put into place. Brands can use the concept of correlation to develop specific awareness of gathered observations. So correlations basically are consideration of factors which are a part of the social media interaction. They actually contribute to the brand becoming more credible, to traffic being generated to the actual sites. So awareness needs to be created of the gathered observations that are correlated and to subsequently analyze useful quantitative measurements. So this all you can say is loosely connected, and it needs to be analyzed in a robust fashion. Brands need to possess a complete knowledge of their campaigns and objectives. So this is extremely important. So people who are doing the analysis, they should be completely in sync with what analysis needs to be done. What are the different places that they need to look at where their social media campaigns are running? For example, let's say a small, small size brand running out of Delhi has launched social media campaigns on 7 platforms. The people doing analysis are only aware of the 5 places that it has launched. They are not aware of 2 places. Now what happens is those 2 places will also be sending information, will be sending traffic, but this will be lost in analysis. So it's important that people who are conducting such sort of analysis, they possess complete knowledge of their campaigns and the underlying objectives behind creating those campaigns. Sometimes they might also forget that they have, in a conjunction with the campaign, created opt-in emails, permission-based emails, or even they have linked these particular campaigns through the help of buttons on brochures or on blogs. So every particular aspect needs to be subject to consideration. Thus, to conclude, brands need to utilize tools like Google Analytics in order to measure the channels that result in increased volume of user traffic and modify the promotional initiatives to focus on those specific channels on social media. So this is a very strong message going out to different brands. If they really want to analyze and make this work, they need to be thorough with their approach and they need to look at every particular aspect. A useful practice that can be adopted by brands marketing on social media is to develop their insights and add specific conversion results to the measurement strategy. So they can work with, initially they can analyze everything that is available, but post that they can, start following certain trends and they can analyze a few, important parameters. The result will be a quantitative understanding of the efforts taken in the form of promotions. So it's basically like sieving through a lot of dirt and dust to get the gold nuggets that are lying underneath. So if, there is, now this gold refers to the actual quantitative results. So what we need to do is we slowly and steadily, as the campaigns are progressing, need to narrow our search for information and quantitative results. So brands basically need to invest resources and time to evaluate the most important metrics from the framework of social analytics. Now, some of these important metrics we have discussed and some more are here. The first one is the volume of unique users. So a clear understanding of what is the volume, what is how many unique users are actually visiting the websites needs to be understood. Along with this, the time spent on the landing page. Now, we all know by now what the landing page is. So how much of time is actually spent on that particular page is also important. So we get to understand, how a user is interacting there. The next one is the bounce rate. So if the users don't, like it, they just move out. And of course, the page views. So all these particular pieces of information are invaluable in the hands of the right analyst. So a thorough analysis can bring about a lot of data and information which can be precious and which can be applied in order to create the right ROI. Now we shall examine some very powerful and relevant cases of how social media best practices are being utilized to develop great offerings to the users. We are going to enlist them here, and of course every element will be studied in detail. The very first thing is the interchange of information and knowledge, which is critical when we are doing analysis. This is followed by user proposed design. So how this makes an impact, we will study. Online listening, which we have discussed before as well. The concept that follows is that of crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing basically means how the crowd or the audience contributes to articles or content, which we'll study, and of course, game-based challenges. So these are a few things that need to be understood. Okay, these come in the form of great offerings to the users, and thus they improve the element of engagement and are subsequently resultant in development of great ROI. So the first thing that we are going to discuss is the interchange of knowledge and information. So one of the biggest objectives of the brands on the social media channels is to provide solutions to the issues related to online purchases and service provided post the sale has happened. So this results in a back and forth flow of knowledge and information. So this is very important in the context of developing the credibility for the users. The next element is, in the context of social media channels, brands should include their customers and complete the problem solving process in an engaging manner. So apologies wherever required, empathizing with customers, being sensitive to their needs, all this is very critical if the brand needs to consistently perform in the eyes of the users. The next particular element that creates this particular or generates a lot of credibility, a lot of interaction, is user proposed designs. So brands can increase their reach in a different, like many folds, by engaging and inviting users to provide specific inputs and focus on the online listening efforts. So at times there might be in a way competitions, there might be in a way users might be invited to create posts, and thus users can contribute heavily in creating these particular designs. The online conversions can thus be used to evolve the product or service offerings and to develop a long-term rapport and connect with the users. So probably stories can be taken, certain excerpts can be taken, certain views can be taken from the users to improve the basic design for the brand or the product. The next critical element is that of online listening. Now, we all know by now what online listening is. Nevertheless, we will just quickly browse through this piece of information. Another critical approach that needs to be employed is to initiate an online listening engagement on social media channels and incorporate this into the elements of the campaign. So the brands that are working well today, they have a prominent presence. They are extremely popular. All have this mechanism set up in place. So whether you are going to Facebook, whether you are on LinkedIn, whether you are on Twitter, there are these particular mechanisms in place. Suitable modifications, if required based on the user's feedback, can be undertaken. So today the products that are being marketed by the company, the services, they need to be flexible so that any adjustments, any changes can be quickly done. So this is very important for the brands to retain their images on social media as user-friendly brands. The next element or the next part is that of crowdsourcing. Now, it is simpler strategy to involve the opinions of the audiences on the social media for product or service decision. So crowdsourcing basically is a concept where people come together and pool ideas or provide content on the internet, that is on the social media sites. So crowdsourcing we have seen in one form when we had discussed about social media news sites. So it's worthy that people themselves are instrumental in creating and modifying content so that they feel a part being a part of the brand. So brands can let the users sort out the decisions, which is easier than doing everything alone. So this is extremely important. And since social media is, the supreme example of democratized data and information, crowdsourcing works really well in this particular context. The last element that we are looking in this particular context is that of a game-based challenge. So we all are interested in games. We all love games. The games that are currently most prominent are the ones that are played online. So even social media can make a wonderful platform for certain game based challenges. The involvement of people can be heavily garnered through this particular process. So these can come in the form of challenges which prove to be an incentive for sharing for the users. A lot actually can be learned from a game based challenge. So game based challenge basically can be a graphic or an image where users are challenged in a fashion to actually contribute to the solution. So game based challenge, if we add that to basic activities like content posting, it can turn spectators into participants. So as you can know, simple games can be like finding differences which was employed by an Indian jeweler to various other sweepstakes, to various other games. Some puzzles, some mysteries can be added in order to make convert the static spectators into active participants. Now we will look at measuring return on investment in social media marketing campaigns. So the process of tracking metrics on social media channels was quite difficult in the past, as we know, but with the evolution of advanced tools, it has become quite simple to monitor the metrics and return on investment while retaining the sophistication. So, we've been speaking a lot about the tools. We've just in a very simple fashion discussed Google Analytics, but this chapter also will provide you valuable insights on the latest tools that are available, that are at your disposal. Some of them or most of them have a free version, and of course the advanced features can be availed by paying some amount. So here we have in this pictorial manner represented the most important ones today, and then we will, as the next slide happens, we will discuss each in great further detail. So the first one that we are going to look at is the RoFeeder application or software. The next one is the one which we had discussed in a very brief way, that is the Google Analytics tool. We follow this by an application called as Sprout Social. We will also look at an application which is called as Simplify 360, and final one is Hootsuite. So these are some of the most prominent analytical applications that are available online. So if you are having a brand online, you probably could improve the analytics and assessments of ROI by using these. And even if you're an employee, it will also help you to do that if you're already not doing so. So the very first one, as we can say, it's called as the RoFeeder. Okay. Now, RoFeeder is an extremely helpful tool for observing how the brand is performing against the competition and also monitoring the promotional campaign in detail. So in this particular tool, what you need to do is, as you can see, the data is converted into a spreadsheet of Excel and is presented to you. Now this is quite popular with big brands like BBC and Mashable, which have utilize this particular tool frequently to monitor their promotions on social media. So BBC has been in the last couple of years doing a lot of promotions on different social media channels, and the ROI that has been obtained by subscribing to some of their channels and other things have been analyzed using this RoFeeder. So information can be exported. Now there might be several parameters like the bounce off rate and other things which can be obtained. They can be put into the RoFeeder and can be exported to spreadsheets, charts or graphs or convenient viewing. So I would request you, if you can download this particular thing and you can enter parameters, you will get a spreadsheet format of the parameters to be analyzed. Now RoFeeder is mainly used for the following purposes. The very first thing is research of the market. So for this, this entails monitoring the conversation for a specific topic, market or multiple topics. So you can enter information in RoFeeder to get these particular results. The next thing is evaluation of brands. So tracking what your audience is saying about your brand, product and competition, and monitoring of social share buttons is also facilitated through the row feeder. Monitoring of campaigns, so analyzing factors like reach, participation and engagement. So special, you've got plugins as well as special features where data can be entered and you will get processed information through this particular application. The final, you can say, purpose or final feature is that you can go ahead and track promotions and contests. So tracking of Twitter contests that use hashtags currently is a well-known feature in this row feeder. Of course, many other elements are also present. So I would request you to study this further, move to row feeder and look at what information you can find out about it. The next tool that we are going to discuss is the Google Analytics tool. So Google Analytics is a very powerful tool and basically is free to use. So this is one of the biggest incentives to people who are actually researching about the effectiveness of their marketing campaigns, and thus has become the first choice for many people. This particular tool with its various features provides a clear idea of how well or poorly each social media channel is performing. So what you benefit you ideally get as a person who is doing assessments is a benchmarking, a competitive analysis of each of these particular tools. One of the main features of this tool is to get an overview of the traffic sources on the social media channel. So this is again a very important set of analysis, which gives you a bird's eye view or an overview of how each channel performs. So basically what you can do is you can do a risk-free analysis, okay, a cost-free analysis of the social media. You can include more promotions or you can decrease the amount of promotions basis of the kind of analytical information that you receive. The visitors flow is one particular feature in a Google Analytics that shows which social media channels are sending traffic and to which pages on the website visitors are landing. So this is very important because backlinks will be different depending upon the kind of content that you display on social media channels. Another vital feature is the network referrals, which provides important information to brands in the form of average visit durations of the pages per visit and the total page views. So if you notice, a lot of precise information can be captured through the use of Google Analytics software. Now here in this picture, it's a cursory picture which shows a lot of analytics in the form of histograms, pie charts and different statistic monitoring mechanisms across for a global brand. So similarly, you can have your information if you are promoting certain information on diverse channels or platforms, you can get a lot of analytical data and information for the same. So you can analyze which campaign is going well, which is doing average and which needs to be improved. The next one that we are looking at is called as Sprout Social. Very interesting one. We have a small, snapshot of the same. So this is another powerful tool that provides a wide variety of features that includes every aspect of the social media process along with high-powered analytics. So basically, this again provides information in the form of pie charts, in the form of figures, in the form of statistics, which are, proven helpful to many brands. So you can also Google for this, browse this, probably download one and get your analytics done. Now this is a further explanation of Sprout Social. It basically has a very simple yet a very robust dashboard. Now what we mean by a dashboard is where information is showed, displayed in a pictorial fashion. So that's basically what a dashboard means. Many of you, of course, might be acquainted to this particular concept. Now, this dashboard consists of information that shows the number of unique visitors or users, the number of brands that mentions have received, the number of incoming messages and sent messages, and the number of new followers across the different social media channels. Now, all this is critical, quintessential information that can be analyzed, that can be studied, and we get to understand the amount of engagement happening for these particular campaigns on social media. So with Sprout Social, it is basically possible for brands to identify how well they are doing against the competitors' promotional initiatives. So this is a key feature of many of the tools that are discussed over here. So benchmarking can be created easily with these analytical tools. The next is the advantage with this tool is that brands can in a simple manner identify the number of clicks and responses received from promotions on different social media. So this is another place where our plugin or where these tools come in handy. They basically make us understand how a person is interacting when they are viewing these pieces of content presented on the social media platforms. So Sprout Social has made it simple to track long-term progress of a campaign across various social media channels by creating and developing robust presentation-ready reports. An example here, probably of a brand, of a group report that is created. So there is activity overview, the number of clicks that are there, and various other information. So this information is presented in different statistical formats. After having a detailed discussion about Sprout Social, which was our third tool that is featured in this chapter, we now move towards Simplify 360. So quite an interesting name, Simplify 360. It's basically a robust and a powerful tool, and again provides a similar function of helping and facilitating brands to perform analysis for their promotional campaigns on social media channels. It works as a robust tool, needless to say, to capture this information. It captures specifically the conversations and the mentions of the brand. So it's basically, capturing this important information and presenting it to people who are evaluating this information. Online conversations, again, from a wide variety of channels can be recorded and processed using this tool. So this is another extremely powerful as well as simple tool. Here we see a kind of an excerpt or an image related to the tool. Now what it does is it does brand monitoring, campaign management, channel analytics, as well as workflow analysis, all this being done with a particular console or a dashboard, which is a integrated kind of a dashboard. So Simplify 360 possesses the features of creating scores related to influence and engagement in order to indicate how the brand performs against the competitors. So it's very important that this information is studied. Now what this does is it adds another beautiful dimension to our presence on social media by quantifying the kind of returns that we are expecting. It provides sieving of information. Now this word has been used time and again. So sieving is nothing but the filtering of information. Specific information or data which is the need of the day is provided. So this gives information also regarding not just our own thing, but also tracking of competitors and monitoring the volume of user traffic from various social media sites and user demographics. So this is an extremely important thing, which is facilitated by this particular tool. Now there are numerous other features which are a part of this tool, which we shall briefly enlist. What I would recommend is you can, if not already done, try to download a version of this particular tool and try and do some critical analytical work for your brand. It also has user aptitude, tracking of trends in the industry, which is extremely important. Real-time performance monitoring of social media promotions. So how are they performing, the number of likes probably that are being received on Facebook, the number of new connections being created on probably, let's say, a LinkedIn, the number of tweets and retweets being generated, the number of news articles. So all this promotion happening, engagement happening, new activity happening regarding our campaigns is provided live to us. The rank of blogs that are sharing the offerings as per the Alexa tool is also provided, along with the differentiating capabilities to identify the performance. So these are some relatively complex things which feature as a part of the things that are provided in 360 or Simplify 360. The last one that we are going to discuss is another interesting name, the Hoot Suite. Now, Hoot, as you know, is the call of the owl. So as you can see on this particular snapshot, the logo features that of the owl. So also one of the effective tools to monitor the mentions that the brands get across the diverse mediums is the function of Hoot Suite. Now, suite, the meaning of suite basically is a set. Okay, so it has a set of functionalities in it. Experts in the domain of social media have discovered that one of the main signs of how big the brand's presence is throughout the social media is how many mentions the brand gets. And of course, this specialized information is provided, by Hootsuite. Brands can, by using Hootsuite, define their fan base by analyzing their demographics according to posting source, language, and region in the context of posting promotions on Facebook platform. So Hootsuite collects this particular specific data and provides it for the purpose of analysis. It also has the feature of displaying the recent user activity, the number of followers that brands have across the popular social media channels, and the daily growth in users across social media channels. So Hootsuite comes in handy wherever this specific information is needed or required. Thus, to conclude, the promotional content on the social media campaigns have become much more robust and powerful. Okay, so they are now becoming more prominent than conventional marketing campaigns on websites and blogs. Thus, there is a need to perform analysis. So Hootsuite, along with the other tools, provides extremely powerful metrics. So in this particular chapter, we have added another dimension or a layer of value by moving or by, just shifting from social media campaigns being perceived as a qualitative effort to adding specific quantities and parameters for analysis. What we need to understand, and a strong message, is social media should not just be a promotional cost, but we should also look at the underlying infrastructure which is used to calculate the kind of return of investment through each of the social media campaigns which is being looked upon by these particular tools. Now, we've discussed some very important tools like Google Analytics, we've looked at Sprout Social, we've looked at Simplify 360, we've looked at Hootsuite. Now, these particular tools give us the practical edge to assess the kind of return of investment available and the engagement factors available. So I believe many of you would go ahead and would make your own set of discoveries and analysis using some of these tools. Thank you.